Well, you've heard that phrase, in like a lamb, out like a lion. Well, it's my last homily, so buckle up, okay? Just kidding. Well, honestly, after 6 years, I finally find myself without words, so perhaps that's a good sign that God knows what he's doing, and it's time for me to move on to another mission. It's time for you to hear another voice as your pastor. So I still have to preach. The church tells me I do, so we'll give it one final go here. When we put that sign up on the corner of Willow and 8th Street, what I wanted to put up on that sign was from the end of the litany of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Jesus, meek and humble of heart, touch our hearts and make them like your own. Surprise, surprise, it was found to be too wordy, so we went with something else. But I think that encapsulates so much. It comes from our gospel reading today. It's Jesus's part of his self-portrait, how he describes his very self, meek and humble of heart. And I think if we can understand what it is to have a parish named after Sacred Heart and devote ourselves to drawing close to the heart of Jesus, he will take care of the rest. Right? If we draw near to his heart, and he invites us to, right? He says, come, you who are burdened, you who labor, you who thirst. He invites us to come to find rest in his heart. And what will happen if we do that, what will happen if we draw near to his Sacred Heart, is that he will be able to transform our own hearts to be more like his own. It's a really simple, simple formula. He told us, without me, you can do nothing. So as great as our aspirations might be, to want to do good things, to want to do something for the Lord, right? As great as they might be, if we don't first remember to go to him, to be with him, to receive from him, we will never accomplish our purpose. Without me, you can do nothing, he says. But alternately, he says, with me, all things are possible. So when we draw near to that Sacred Heart of Jesus, when we allow his heart to transform our hearts, then we're capable, each of us, of fulfilling the mission that he has in store for us. Too often we focus just on what we think we're called to do without stopping to think about who it is that is calling us and what he is like. Don't forget that first step, to be with the Lord and receive from him, and he'll take care of the rest. One of the things that gives me the most joy and gratification is realizing at this parish how many hours are being spent in the presence of the Eucharistic Lord, his Sacred Heart kind of revealed to us in Eucharistic adoration. Literally, since we opened Our Lady of Refuge Chapel, thousands of hours of adoration have taken place. And that's precisely that posture of being with the Lord so that he can reveal his love to us, he can reveal who he is, and he can shape and transform our hearts to be like his own. So I just pray that you as a parish continue to do that. Then that should be emboldened to invite your family to come to adoration with you, invite your friends to come, to just be with the Lord. And he takes care of the rest, okay? It's the easiest form of evangelization probably that there is, right? Why don't you come and silently sit in the presence of Jesus with me and let Jesus do the talking, okay? He'll take care of it. So I guess that's the simple word for today. He'll take care of it, right? Jesus, meek and humble of heart, touch our hearts and make them like your own. Let us pray, dear brothers and sisters, that the Lord